This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado regulators are among the first in the nation to crack down on a piece of oil field equipment that releases greenhouse gases. CPR's Miguel Otárola found out what pneumatic controllers are and how changing them could reduce emissions.
That's the sound of a pneumatic controller in action. I'm hearing it for the first time. But Rusty Frischmuth, the Director of Environmental Health and Safety for High Point Resources, is pretty used to it by now.
Incredibly exciting, right?
That's because pneumatic controllers are scattered across this oil field in Weld County. Now they have the attention of Colorado regulators, who are looking to cut down on emissions from the oil and gas industry. Pneumatic controllers can run on compressed gas. In oil fields, that often means the natural gas that is produced right on site. Each little burst of gas may not seem like that big a deal, but it adds up. The EPA says pneumatic controllers were responsible for a fifth of reported onshore drilling emissions in 2019. Controllers can be powered by cleaner sources of energy, like compressed air or electricity. So environmental groups and industry leaders came up with a plan that was adopted by the Air Quality Control Commission last month. Not only would companies have to use non-emitting controllers in their new facilities, but they would also have to replace the controllers that run on natural gas at existing facilities. AQCC commissioners say this makes Colorado the first state in the country to require companies to replace the devices. Robin Cooley is a staff attorney at Earth Justice, an environmental nonprofit that worked on the regulation. She says the state needed to replace the gas-powered controllers if it wants to reach its emission reduction targets.
It's significant because pneumatics are such a large source of methane emissions from this industry.
Frischmuth isn't so sure the new regulations will make a big difference.
I don't know that given everything that everybody is doing in trying to reduce emissions that you're going to be able to pinpoint and say, oh yeah, here's the very big decline.
He says High Point Resources already installs non-emitting controllers in its newer facilities. If they're easy to replace and it cuts down on emissions, then he supports the rule change. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
That story comes from CPR's climate team, and you can see more of their reporting at cpr.org. It's 8:34. This is CPR News.